How is God going to change your life during the next 96 days? This is Father Jonathan Meyer. Welcome to Rise Up. On behalf of Father John Hollowell, the priest in Solidum here in Dearborn County, we want to just thank you for joining us for Rise Up. These are going to be daily reflections based off of the readings of the day for daily Mass or Sunday Mass. How is God going to change your life in the next 96 days? Lent is 40 days. That does not include the six Sundays that we also have during the Lenten season, and then also 50 days of Easter. That is 96 days, my brothers and sisters. And God wants to change your life. He wants you to become his disciple. He wants you to become a saint. And our gospel passage on this Ash Wednesday reminds us that we are called to do this through prayer, through fasting, through almsgiving. That's a great way. Get out a piece of paper today. Get out your post-it note. What is your prayer life going to look like for the next 96 days? A lot of people often do this 40-day thing and then they stop. It's really weird. How is God going to call you to spend more time in silence? A good friend of mine is asking himself the question of how can he slow down to the pace of joy? Slowing down to the pace of joy means that we spend some more time in silence, some more time in intimacy, some more time in adoration, some more time in daily Mass, some more time just with the Lord, reading my Bible. So prayer, fasting. Fasting is not always just omitting food from your life. Fasting can also just be some sort of discipline. Is it exercising every day? Is it eating healthy food? Is it getting off technology? Is it taking a cold shower? Is it not talking as much? Is it not listening to the news? What is God asking me to remove from my life? How is God asking me to be uncomfortable so that I can be detached from the pleasures of this world? And then lastly, how is God asking me to be generous? Where is God inviting me to be mindful of the poor, to be mindful of those who are struggling in our world? Clearly, we are in a world where people are struggling. We live in a world with war, with immigration, with financial stress. We live in a world where people just to your left or your right, people who live around you are struggling terribly with depression, with loneliness, with grief, and they need someone to love them. And that's you. If you have Jesus, you got something to give. If you have Jesus, you have a lot to give. So prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, get out a piece of paper, make a commitment today, and allow these 96 days to transform your life, your mind, your heart. Get to Mass today. Get some ashes on your forehead. Get your ash in church, and let's do it. Let's be the saints that God is calling us to be. Please join us. Please like. Please subscribe. Please encourage others to join this movement. Rise up. God bless. Thank you.